This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's John Dalby Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see johncast.net.
In the news this month, a slowing down neutron star, possible detection of a cosmic web, and Sagittarius A star munching on some hot gas. Neutron stars are without a doubt some of the most extreme objects known to astronomers. They are formed when a massive star runs out of fuel to sustain the nuclear fusion processes that push back against gravity. The star effectively collapses under its own weight. And if its mass is in the right region, around 8 to 30 solar masses, it will compress down to a neutron star. The density in a neutron star is around 10 to the 12 kilograms per centimeter cubed, meaning that a teaspoonful of the stuff would weigh roughly as much as every human being alive, around 400 million tons. They also rotate extremely quickly, tens or even hundreds of times a second, and possess a magnetic field up to a trillion times that of the Earth. Magnetars are a subset of neutron stars, which rotate at a slower pace, about once every few seconds, and with a magnetic field thousands of times stronger than a regular neutron star. These objects have the strongest fields in the known universe. So far, only 20-odd magnetars have been detected. One of them has recently been behaving unexpectedly, though. Astronomers using the X-ray telescope SWIFT have found that its rate of rotation abruptly slowed down. While neutron stars have been observed to sporadically speed up their rotation for short periods of time, this is known as a glitch, this is the first time a star has slowed down like this, a phenomenon that has been dubbed an anti-glitch. While the mechanisms involved are not fully understood, it is thought that interactions between the star's fluid inner components and its outer crust made of iron are responsible. These may rotate at different rates. If the crust slows down slightly, the superfluid neutron interior will remain spinning at the same speed, but from time to time, it too will slow down, and by conservation of momentum, the surface will speed up again. This explains a glitch. Complex magnetic effects, moving material around the crust and the inner fluid, may be responsible for the opposite effect, with the inner fluid slow down and subsequent speed up causing the anti-glitch. The observation of this anti-glitch is in any case going to help increase our understanding of the truly exotic objects that are neutron stars. Possible detection of a cosmic web. Since the coining of the term island universes by Immanuel Kant to describe the nebulae people suspected were distinct entities, the study of galaxies has come a long way. While the image of an island universe is poetic, we now know that galaxies are not isolated in space. The predominant theory behind galaxy formation is that of hierarchical growth. Small clumps of matter interact gravitationally, colliding and merging with each other to form bigger and bigger objects, and eventually, galaxies. Simulations of this mechanism have been quite successful in describing the formation of elliptical galaxies. However, observational evidence has shown that big, bright galaxies are more commonly found when looking back to earlier times in the universe. This goes against the model of large galaxies building up over time. Furthermore, it's been calculated that at the rate galaxies are using up their hydrogen to form new stars, they should have run out in a few billion years. But galaxies such as our own Milky Way have been steadily consuming hydrogen for more than 13 billion years, almost as much as the age of the universe. It is in fact possible that the galaxies are even more linked than we thought. Numerical simulations have suggested that galaxies consist of only around a third of the so-called baryonic, or ordinary matter, protons, electrons, and neutrons. The other two-thirds are supposedly to be found in intergalactic filaments of gas, forming a sort of cosmic web. This would be where all the hydrogen the galaxies are consuming is coming from. Furthermore, it seems that the gradual condensation of these giant clouds is more responsible for the formation of galaxies than the hierarchical interaction model. Why hasn't this model been suggested sooner? Well, until recently, the huge intergalactic filaments were incredibly difficult to spot. They're mainly formed of ionized hydrogen, a hydrogen atom that has lost its electron. Direct detections are extremely difficult, but since intergalactic hydrogen is never 100% ionized, it is possible to pick up some neutral hydrogen and infer the presence of its ionized counterpart. This is exactly what a team of astronomers has done, mapping the so-called fractional neutral hydrogen located between the Andromeda and Triangulum galaxies. This was a very challenging task, as the fractional hydrogen is 10,000 times less dense than the hydrogen commonly observed in galaxies, and the detection was made at the very limits of current technology. Nevertheless, this opens the door for more direct studies of the intergalactic gas, which will greatly help our understanding of galaxy formation and evolution processes, and our understanding of how they interact with their surrounding medium. Finally, astronomers have observed some surprisingly hot gas in the neighborhood of Sagittarius A star, the bright radio source that is theorized to be the location of the Milky Way's central, supermassive black hole. Like most other spiral and elliptical galaxies, our own galaxy contains a huge black hole at its center. The origin of these central singularities is still the subject of much research and debate, although observations at very high redshift, thus looking back towards the early universe, show that black holes could be in place at the centers of galaxies, as early as 1 billion years after the Big Bang. Our own black hole has a mass of about 4 million times that of the Sun and is located around 26,000 light-years away from the solar system. A team of astronomers using the Herschel Space Observatory found clouds of extremely hot gas less than a light-year away from the black hole. Herschel is an infrared telescope which can see through the dust obscuring the center of the galaxy and reveal the environment around the black hole. It is suspected that the high temperatures of the gas are due to shocks and collisions within the gas caused by strong magnetic fields. Additionally, it seems the gas is being pulled towards the black hole at very high speeds, which also contributes to its heating. This really means that astronomers are effectively seeing Sagittarius A star gobble up hot gas before their very eyes.